Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Venturo's birthday, June the 1st. It's National Pen Pal Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart's Stationery Department. You know, highlighter pens are the future. You can mark my words. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, it's cooled down rather nicely. Currently 24 degrees, working our way up to a high of 25 today. But get out those umbrellas. The rain is a-coming, and it's looking like it's going to be milder and wet weather tomorrow as well. And on National Pen Pal Day, we'll try and work on words. Today's random daily shout-out goes again to my great Uncle Bernie, who bought a pen that can write underwater. And he tells me that it also can write other words as well.
I'll ask you later about what a wet temperature is.
Yeah, definitely post-show.
Oh, good golly. Well, National Pen Pal. It's National Pen Pal Day here today.
Catchy, isn't it?
And it's Pen Pal Day. It is a great way to let your pen pals know how much they mean to you. Today is a perfect time to send special letters and gifts to them, too. You know, a pen pal is someone with whom you correspond by writing letters and sharing personal events, and many times they've never even met. There are many benefits to having a pen pal, too. Pen pal promotes delayed gratification. I don't know why that's funny. But anyway, you know, once we write a letter, we have to wait to hear back from our pen pal. And why, do you ask? Did the nurse need a red pen at work? In case she needed to draw blood. And my brother's still mad at me because I accidentally put super glue on his pen a few days ago. He just can't seem to let it go. Well, let's listen in on Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, I found a great one that fits today. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, please read the letter.
I had that one, and then I was like, I found another one, which is an oldie but goodie. The song called Strawberry Letter 23. Have you guys ever heard that song?
No.
You better sing a little bit for us.
originally by Sugi Otis and covered by the Brothers Johnson. So definitely listen to the Alison Krauss, Robert Plant. But I wanted to bring this one back to, because it's kind of cute, right? It was my dad's washing something right now in this moment as I'm talking, but he doesn't care. Anyway.
New segment.
Exactly. What's dad watching?
He wrote it apparently when he was like 17 years old. And it was like a series of, I guess, love letters that were being written back and forth. And then they call it Strawberry Letter 23 because that was the final letter. And that's the one that maybe not the final, but that's the one he turned into a song. And it's really cute. So, hello, my love. I heard a kiss from you. Red magic satin playing near too. All through the morning rain I gaze. The sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind. I mean, it is a love letter. So take a to Strawberry Letter 23 or to James's suggestion as well, which I definitely, it's a beautiful song by Alison Krauss and Robert Plant. Either one, please read the letter or Strawberry Letter 23, two good songs for today.
Beautiful. So they are added to our playlist, and let's slide into Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by PJ's Pet Center. Hey, Venturo, last week I bought a pen for my rabbit, but he still can't write.
I don't know if there are any animals that they actually taught how to write. That would be interesting to go and research. But anyway, it's Wednesday, and it's time for Wednesday's book. I'm not going to be covering a book today. I'm going to be covering a poem. And this one is called Success by Edgar A. Guest. I think it's a great poem for great friendships and great friends, right? So check it out. It says, I hold no dream of fortune vast, nor seek undying fame. I do not ask when life is past that many know my name. I may not own the skills to rise to glory's topmost height, nor win a place among the wise, but I can keep the right. And I can live my life on earth contented to the end. But if a few shall know my worth and proudly call me friend. So, great poem by Success by Edgar A. Guest. just tell your friends hi, tell your friends you love them, and call your friends. A big shout out to all my friends, my childhood friends, the ones from who knew me as a tat, to the ones I got in high school, to the ones I got in college, and to the great friends I have in my professional life here at work. So that's it from Ventures with Venturo. Have a good one, guys.
Write a beautiful poem and pick up a pen and write a letter today. Hey, maybe write a thank you letter or a birthday card for Ventura and send it along to us.
Can I put a book in there too?
For just sure.
Just happens to be on my shelf. Here it is.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, this is the Book of Letters I Didn't Know Where to Send by Steve Patterson. Wow. Funny guy. A good read, but certainly if you know him from CBC The Debaters, it's great just listening to him read the letters that he didn't know where to send himself.
All right, bonus shout out to Steve Patterson there. Well done. Welcome to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where Vice Principal Botnick and Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. How you doing today, Matt?
The way I feel, my toilet would be jealous.
Well, I know which way the Sizzler's going today.
Yes, the constipated man petition, right?
Work it out.
Well, today you will earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. Remember, bonus bucks earned each time you get Ventura to laugh out loud. We have a $2 carryover from last week. And I do have three questions in my hand about pen pals, brought to you by Statler. You know, I've been trying to get the lid off my pen for hours. Nothing was working. Then it clicked. Question number one. What is the most sought-after quality in a pen pal? Matt Schulman.
Someone you won't regret giving your home address to.
Oh, that is a bonus and brilliant and very true. Vice Principal Botnick.
I'm going to go the other way. Someone who will actually write you back.
Oh. Yes, indeed. So we're going to combine for $12 for those responses. Yeah, interesting. Polar opposite responses. Different directions. Very clever. It's like you almost worked on that together. Question number two. What is a question you are dying to ask your pen pal? Vice Principal Botnick.
Rajesh, why won't you write me back?
Because he doesn't know where you live.
I gave him Matt's address and everything.
Oh, good golly. Matt Schulman.
Loosely translated, it would be oink, oink, oink.
Excellent. Yeah, we forget that pen pals can help us develop our language skills. So yeah. Very good. For another
cultural exchange.
Yes, you can lead anyway. Question number three. What is the biggest challenge facing pen pals today? Matt Schulman.
That its most noteworthy appearance in pop culture is connected to Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh.
Not the association you want.
A bonus $7 for getting Pee Wee Herman reference in there. Is this the pre-jailed Pee Wee Herman?
That would be a different pen pal.
Vice Principal Botnick.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck on a theme here. Biggest challenge facing pen pals nowadays, getting Rajesh to pick up a pen and write his pal Mark back.
You're harboring a little bit of sadness and resentment on this dude.
It's right here. Worked so hard on those letters.
Hey, did you meet him at a summer camp a few years ago, maybe? Oh, okay. $12, $24, $31, $34. So we're going to have a great time at the Zeller's Restaurant. Well played and good job, everybody. It is Wednesday. That means it's time for Wednesday's Word.
Wednesday's Word. A Sharpay. Someone used an indelible pen to scribble a picture of a dog on my wall. Maybe Sharpay.
Oh, and full marks for double use of Sharpies in 1 week, sir. Has Marnie forgiven you yet?
No, but she, I don't know, I woke up with one eyebrow this morning, so I guess.
All right, well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks for our fans and friends and odds and ends for joining. And hey, if the pen is mightier than the sword, then what does that make paper? Target practice. Yes, of course. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.